It's the end of another day at Istanbul's Atatürk school. More than 1,000 Turkish children stream out and head home. But for others, the school day is just starting. Around the corner at another entrance, 700 impatient Syrian children wait to enter. Welcoming them is Sutka Daya. He's a coordinator of this project by the Turkish Ministry of Education that started last year. A parallel school for Syrian children with Syrian teachers. From the beginning, they were overwhelmed.
We were asked to provide 4 classrooms, thinking 4 would be enough, but we had to open 18 classrooms. If we had the capacity, we could double the number of classes again, such is the demand.
Syrian parents turn up nearly every day bringing new children. As in the rest of the world, some are a little anxious about leaving their parents for the first time. The program teaches the basics of grammar, reading and writing in Arabic, but there are also foreign language classes, including Turkish.
When this school opened, it solved a major problem for many students. This school's existence, especially for children between 5 and 10, is very important so that this generation can learn knowledge and culture, which is a good thing.
The school was established after Syrian children struggled to integrate within Turkish state schools like this one.
When Syrians go to Turkish schools, they follow the Turkish curriculum in Turkish. Because of the language barrier, they can't follow the courses. When the semester ends, they just learned a little Turkish, but failed in other subjects.
There is growing concern among some parents that time is running out.
The whole generation will be directly to terrorism. No education, no money. They won't find anything for earning money. More trouble will be happening with the Syrians, especially in Turkish.
But with additional projects like this one, there is hope.
I want to be a doctor to build in Syria.
Wanting to return home to rebuild their country is a sentiment repeated by many of their children. The hope is that with education, this generation of Syrians can start to build a brighter future. Doreen Jones of VOA News, Istanbul.